Nearly a third of the households in the Truckee Meadows are considered either very low or extremely low income. That's according to a report created by the Truckee Meadows Regional Planning Agency in 2016. With housing prices continuing to climb, many of those residents are being pushed out of the area. Part of the problem is the lack of publicly subsidized, affordable housing. Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger reports.
It's mid-afternoon in South Reno, and Dane Hilliard with Green Street Companies is walking through the construction site of one of his newest developments.
So you understand what this is, right? Senior affordable. It's 230 units. It's one and two bedroom units. You'll see the units. Everything's in them. They have their full kitchens, washer and dryers, and all that stuff in each unit.
If you've driven south on Interstate 580, you've probably seen the site, Vintage at the Crossing. It's just one of several multi-unit developments currently being built in the Truckee Meadows, and it looks like when it's done, it'll be pretty nice.
And what we try to do is in the units, these are going to be owned long-term, so we spend more money on finishes than you would typically see in an apartment that was going to be flipped and sold. So we have like granite countertops, vinyl plank flooring, which is almost indestructible.
But is it affordable? Multifamily and other high-density dwellings have been popping up for the last few years, and yet what makes this particular project a little more unique is that it's meant to be affordable, like truly affordable. For a one-bedroom, rent will be about $700 a month, and $830 for a two-bedroom. That's roughly $400 or $500 a month below market value. And how are they doing this? Public financing. Vintage at the Crossing is one of the first developments in Northern Nevada to receive bond money in more than a decade.
It takes about a year to assemble the financing for these projects. And this was, it's located in a special, in what's called a difficult development area, which allows the project a boost in its tax credit equity. And so the developers were looking, specifically looking for sites that would have this boost in tax credits. And this was the first new construction bond project since 2004 in Northern Nevada. So it's a big deal.
That's Eric Novak with Praxis Consulting, a company that helps developers build more publicly funded affordable housing projects. He says many of the incentives are incredibly difficult to get. The federal low-income housing tax credit has been a driving force in the creation of new homes, but it's capped annually, and bond projects have been non-existent since 2004. And despite the credits that are available, rising costs of labor and materials outpace the incentives.
We had on this project, we got $1.08 per credit pricing. The next project we did, we're down to 94 cents per credit. So these new programs come out that help you bridge the gap, and then interest rates go up and we can't borrow as much money. The value of the tax credit goes down. And so it's this constant struggle to try and piece together the financing for projects.
To make matters more difficult, most low-income projects are fueled by incentives provided by the federal government, but on the state level, there's nothing. During the last legislative session, state lawmakers created a committee tasked with examining the state's current housing crunch and coming up with strategies to address the issue. Democratic Senator Julia Ratty of Sparks chaired that committee.
While we would love for the market to take care of everything, the truth of the matter is that 95% of affordable units are built with some sort of a tax credit program, typically federal. Many other states have state-level tax credits. We are so far behind that I believe personally that it's time that Nevada put some money on the table as well to build more affordable units.
But tax credits aren't the only tools available to incentivize the construction of affordable housing projects. Cities and counties can also play a role by limiting fees and opening up land.
Every day I just talk to more and more people who housing is their number one issue, and it is just going to continue to get worse.
The senator says that leaders just can't talk about the issues in broad terms anymore because something needs to be done sooner rather than later. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.
This story is part of KUNR's series Priced Out, The Housing Crunch. Learn more at KUNR.org.